Nicola is in Hertfordshire. Nicola, what are your thoughts on this? Good evening.
Hi there, Ian. I'm just really concerned about the fact that all these people are guilty, Muslims, whether good or bad, are guilty by association. Because they practice, they believe, their faith, their worship of all these whole evil, evil, horrible people.
So every Muslim is essentially practicing evil?
Well, if they believe in that faith, they're aware of what their colleagues or gods or whatever they call them are doing, yet they want to be classed as innocent people. So we have good Muslims, we have bad Muslims. They're not good, they're not bad, because if they're aware of what they're practicing, it's guilty by association, and they should not be, oh, I worship this religion, I worship that. Oh, their whole faith.
But if I practiced an old form of Christianity, and I
well,
went...
Well, I'm Catholic, so okay. I wouldn't...
So okay. If I went for that, that had all manner of terrible things and deeds and mandates within it, would that
Well,
make...
you wouldn't practice it, would you?
I'm making the comparison that those who are members of ISIS do practice the Islamic version of that, if you like.
Yeah, but if you're, in this day and age, associated with that and believe you're a Muslim and you're, you know, we're really good people and we don't want any violence, all the rest of it. So why are you associating yourself with that? So in law, you will be guilty by
association. OK, what about the even though I didn't think it quite stood, what about the point the previous caller made about the man in Norway who shot up a bunch of kids in the name of Christianity? Why are you still practising Christianity?
I'm not aware of that.
You're not aware of what happened?
I'm just here to discuss what's happened.
Yeah, but why are you still practising Christianity when people have killed in the name of Christianity?
I'm not. All I'm saying is...
You just said you're a Catholic.
I'm here to voice my opinion.
But why haven't you denounced your Catholicism?
It's not about Catholicism. I'm just saying...
Because you're guilty of association, aren't you?
I'm not guilty by association.
Of course you are.
Not for 1 minute.
Of course you are.
No, I'm not.
By your own logic, you are.
If these people have the belief, the faith, the worship, and they're practicing what ISIS says, oh, you know, stick with me, I'll brainwash you, you know, they all
right.
need to be wiped out. Absolutely, 100%.
But that's the people that are being brainwashed and joining ISIS?
Yes, but they are normal civilians.
So that
if
group of people,
if you want to
follow
that...
Yeah, indeed.
You are guilty by association. Absolutely.
So
if
every...
you're a good Muslim...
Okay.
Oh, I'm so good, I wear my veils, I put my head on, whatever it is they wear their... It doesn't make you a good Muslim.
Why doesn't it make you a good Muslim?
Because you're putting yourself into that faith. All these good Muslims,
yes.
They're not good Muslims because they are supporting and aware of your, you know, it's a law in this country. You're guilty by association. If you know that these people...
But you're not
are
associating
doing...
with that. So are you saying everyone should denounce Islam because a small group of people somewhere else on the planet hijacked that Islam?
Absolutely.
So the billions of people, the 1.4, 1.6 billion, whatever it
if
is,
the
people that follow Islam should renounce and drop their faith because 600 people have hijacked that faith.
What's going on?
Do you actually believe that, Nicola?
No,
or have you just got yourself into a bit of a muddle?
No, I believe that if, you know, between America, England, 9/11, Russia, this, that, Paris, if these people were wiped out, we'd be in a better place. Because as long as these people believe...
Hang on, so you're talking...
They may not be bombers,
so you're saying if all Muslims were wiped out...
They would not be bombers, but the fact that they believe in what they're doing...
You're talking about terrorists.
The people that have got that religion.
What offence has the average Muslim committed in your eyes?
Right, the fact that they... believe in their faith.
Yes. So
they
the fact their faith exists at all.
They can make the world a better place.
What is their faith saying, as far as you can make out, that your faith doesn't say?
It's absolute bullying.
What's bullying? What is the bullying element
right,
to Islam?
If you don't believe in this, if you don't walk around with a black scarf on your head, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, we're going to blow you up.
Yes, but that's terrorists. That's not Muslims.
Well, the same for the women.
So they're interchangeable, are they? Terrorist and Muslim, the terms.
Well, there's women that are strapping bombs to themselves.
Yes, that's a terrorist.
Yes, but the fact that the Muslims are still connecting with the terrorists, basically they're brainwashed.
Every Muslim is brainwashed. Every Muslim has terrorist sympathy.
Islam will curse you. Will put a whatever. And they're terrified. They're petrified.
But that is a terrorist, not a Muslim.
People that are—it's like domestic violence. You have a control.
Being a Muslim is like domestic violence.
Yeah.
Okay. John, I have to say, Nicola, I have absolutely no more fight left in me. To be honest, I don't know how to respond to anything else you've just said.